This morning on Wake Up With Hope, the health foodie is back with the four-ingredient chocolate mousse pie. We will have music, an inspiring devotional thought by Pastor John Bradshaw, and more. Don't go anywhere. Good morning and happy Wednesday, and welcome to a new episode of Wake Up With Hope. Good morning to each one of you on this lovely summer day. How have you been spending your summer so far? Well, hopefully you've been able to spend a little extra time with your loved ones. You know, send us a message on our Wake Up With Hope Facebook page and catch up with us. We would love to hear from you. You know, today is National Financial Awareness Day. How would you like to live without debt looming over you? Well, this is the perfect day to review where you are financially, where you're going, and how to make a solid financial plan. And while you're at it, don't forget to include God in your plans and ask His blessing over your finances. You know, He longs to help us do well in all aspects of our lives. He longs to give us wisdom, to help us make good choices. And this morning, we want to share more about the hope we can find in Jesus with you. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history. On this day in history, in 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. Press photographers captured the moment as FDR, surrounded by prominent members of Congress, enacted the historic legislation that guaranteed income for the unemployed and retirees. You know, for praise Congress for what he deemed a patriotic act. Just as FDR recognized the Social Security Act as a patriotic duty, we can also see our acts of kindness and support as part of our Christian duty. Whether through small acts of kindness or significant efforts to help those in need, we are reflecting Christ's love and compassion. And today, may you also be inspired to continue finding ways to support and encourage others. When we act out of love and a desire to serve, we honor God and make a positive impact on the world around us. You know, the healthy foodie is back this morning teaching us how to make a four-ingredient chocolate mousse pie. Imagine getting to heaven and seeing one of your main accusers before your death there. This will be the reality of Stephen the Apostle of Jesus, as he no doubt comes face to face with Saul, who later became Paul in the heavenly skies. Now, so come along now as Neil Schofield takes us into a deeper look at the stoning of Stephen.
The first Rembrandt painting was the stoning of Stephen in 1625. He was just 19 years of age. This painting comes from the biblical story where the deacon Stephen became the first Christian martyr. When Stephen blamed his people for killing the Messiah, they ran towards him in a pack. So here we have Stephen in the center. His face is lit and he's gazing up to the light. A whole bunch of men are poised, ready to stone him. We have a man mounted on a horse on the side, and we can see the domes and walls of Jerusalem in the background. At the rear of the painting is Saul of Tarsus. He's holding the coats of those doing the dirty work. What I find interesting is that Rembrandt looks to have painted the same face as Stephen on Saul. He's even looking in the same direction. Why? Maybe Rembrandt is portraying that Saul would soon take the place of Stephen and become a mighty worker for Jesus. Now let's look straight above the face of Stephen. Here we find a self-portrait of Rembrandt. He's painted himself in among the gang of killers. But by the look on his face, he seems to be having second thoughts. As he saw the peace on the face of Stephen and the light of God shining on him, as he heard him say, "Lord, please do not charge them with this sin," going through his mind must have been, "I think I've misjudged this man. Maybe he's innocent after all. What if this bad man is actually good? What if I've made a terrible mistake?" Of course, that happened in the mind of Saul. So maybe Rembrandt painted himself thinking exactly the same thing. So what's the point of this painting? For me, it's this. From the life and prayer of Stephen came the ministry of Paul. From the ministry of Paul came the gospel to the whole world. The next time you feel like someone has misjudged you, falsely accused you, or rejected you in your faith, remember the story and prayer of Stephen. "Lord, please do not charge them with this sin."
Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us. You know, we hope you're enjoying our time with us this morning. Now we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we will have music. And later, John Bradshaw from It Is Written will be encouraging us with today's devotional thought. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. A lovely children's choir blesses us now in song as they sing and remind us how great is our God.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the heavens and the earth. Psalms 148:13.
How great!
Yeah.
If you're enjoying today's program, like we are, please share it with your friends. Our website is hopetv.org/wakeup. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us. Coming right up after the break, Pastor John Bradshaw from It Is Written shares a thoughtful message from the Bible. Stay with us. Welcome back to our program. How are you enjoying our program this morning? Send us a message on Facebook and let us know. This morning, John Bradshaw from It Is Written is with us here today to share an inspiring message from the Bible.
Hey there, great to see you. I sincerely hope that your day has got off to a great start and that already today you have taken note of a blessing of God in your life. Now, if you haven't, could you do that right now? Could you stop and say, yeah, God has blessed me already today. How? Well, you woke up, you heard the kids or your spouse or a friend, you got a phone call from work. That means you got a job. That's a blessing. The car broke down. That means you've got a car. That's a blessing. You're going to get it repaired. Thank God for that. Maybe someone in the family contacted you. Maybe you had a chance to intervene in somebody's life. Already you've been blessed. And if you've been blessed already that much, then think how greatly you're going to be blessed by the time this day is over. Well, fascinating thing. There's this incredible sequence in the Bible in John chapter 6. Now, in John chapter 6, Jesus has fed a whole host of people quite miraculously. And the people looked at this and they said, now, wait a minute. We're awaiting a Messiah. We hate the Romans. We want someone to boot the Romans out, make us wealthy and powerful. This guy can do it. Look what he can do. He can feed our armies. He can sustain us. He can work miracles. What we just saw him do was incredible. They decided to take Jesus and make him king. They would take him by force and make him king. And by the way, who wouldn't want that? What if somebody said, you're going to make you the king or the queen or whatever the case might be? That would give you unparalleled, unrestrained power. Who wouldn't want that? And I'm speaking from a secular point of view. Jesus didn't want that. He didn't want to be a ruler, force people, push people around. He wanted to be an influencer. By his example, by his intervention, by his love, show what the heart of God was like and reveal the love of God to people. Have people respond and say, that's what I want in my life. I want to be like that man. I want to follow him. I want to be a servant of the God of heaven. I want to spend eternity with him. So Jesus said, no, thank you, but no, thank you. I will not be your king. You cannot take me and make me by force your king. They gathered around Jesus later and Jesus said to them, something to tell you. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, he who believes in me shall never hunger or thirst. Eat my flesh, drink my blood, Jesus said. Now, in case you're wondering what they were thinking, and that'd be fairly natural, they wondered and they marveled at this. And I'm imagining here, they looked at each other and they said, what do you think he means? Eat his flesh. Drinkers, what do you think he means? And Jesus unraveled a little mystery for them when he said to you, the words that I speak to you are spirit and life. So now they knew that what he had for them was his message, his teaching. They knew that he was never going to be the king. They knew he would not take the throne and rule as a mighty ruler. And they said, why in the world bother with this guy? And one of the most memorable verses in the Bible, easy to remember, John 6:66. John 6, verse 66, it says, from that time, they turned back from Jesus and they followed him no more. Okay, they were disappointed and they turned away from Jesus. Where'd they go? Do you ever wonder that? Where'd they go? Well, I mean, fairly obvious to a certain degree. They went home. They went back to their farms. They went back to their work, doing whatever it was they did. But think about this. In their midst was Jesus. He was the divine Son of God, and now they were convinced that he was nothing ordinary. He fed thousands of people. By this time, he had healed people. They knew. They knew. Word got around. When somebody walks on water, word gets around, social media or not. Jesus and the knowledge of Jesus circulated around Israel and beyond, even though no one was there to put a picture of Jesus walking on water on Instagram. No one was there to write on Facebook about how Jesus healed somebody. But word got around. He was the talk of the town, no question. And here they were face to face with Jesus. This was Jesus. He's the life giver. He's the bread of life. He can bring eternity. Surely he's the Messiah. He has everlasting life. And they said, not for us. And they turned away and walked with him no more. Where'd they go? They went home. They went to their Christless homes. They went to work to their Christless jobs. They had told Jesus to get out of their lives and out of their heart, out of their affections. If he could not give them what they wanted, then he was useless to them. This whole exchange revealed what was really in their heart. They weren't interested in conversion. They weren't interested in a new heart experience. They weren't interested in honoring the God of heaven. They were interested in the God of heaven honoring them. Wouldn't be honoring. Providing them with, giving them everything that they thought they needed to have a happy, prosperous life. They were in it for them. They weren't in it to honor God. They had no thought of what God had done in creation. They were not thinking, we owe God so much. He led our forefathers through the wilderness. There he was in the pillar of cloud, in the pillar of fire. There he was, carpeting the ground with manna. He brought water out of a rock. They weren't thinking about that. They thought, what have you done for me lately? And because Jesus said, I'm not here to prosper you materially or militarily, they said, we're done. And they walked with him no more. Where'd they go? Let's say one of them went home and his crops were productive, remarkably so, and his flocks were productive, and he earned more money and bought more land and planted more grain and ran more animals and rinsed and repeated, and he became a millionaire or a billionaire. He didn't have Jesus. So what was the good of his millions and billions? What was the good of his prosperity if he didn't have Jesus? You see, in John 6, they turned from Jesus and they walked with him no more. Where'd they go? What did they have? Whatever they had, they didn't have Jesus. Our problem is evil. Our problem is that our hearts are evil. We are sinners. We have no right to eternal life. All we've got to look forward to is life in this world. That's it. Except for Jesus. We have access to forgiveness, to grace, to the removal of guilt. We have access to joy. We have access to meaning. We have access to eternity through Jesus. So you can walk with Jesus or turn away from Jesus and walk with him no more. But if you walk with him no more, what have you got? Where do you go? Where do you go? Jesus said to his disciples, are you going to leave me too? And they said, no, Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. Where would we go? Listen to me for a minute, would you? If you're discouraged today and you're thinking of giving up on God, where are you going to go? If you get angry, you think you're going to turn your back on God, where are you going to go? If you're done with church and those hypocrites at church and I'm not going to fool with them anymore, where are you going to go? I would encourage you to hang on to Jesus. Without Jesus, no life. With Jesus, eternal life fully and freely for you. And you can have it by faith right now. Great to see you. Have a great day. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. That was a blessing. And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope today. Now, don't forget to visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to learn more about what we have going on. And be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to have a special feature from Dr. Jennifer Jill and Laura Morena, and a special guest will join us for music. Plus, we're going to have an inspiring morning devotional from Faith for Today and more. And if you enjoyed today's message, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides designed with you in mind. Again, that's hope.study. You will be blessed and very encouraged. And before we go, we have a Bible promise for you. Today's Bible promise comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Therefore, as the scripture says, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. Amen. You know, we hope you have a wonderful Wednesday today, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow and be blessed once again. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you, thank you, thank you that in Christ we have freedom, that in Christ we can sing a song of victory. And today, Lord, we pray that the hope-filled content that we were blessed to receive today would remain in our hearts. And we thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.